OB, you know how hard this guy is to track down? We're at Yankee Stadium, the Eminem, Jay-Z home on home concert. What's good, man? People were so excited to see you tonight.
What's up, Yee? How you doing?
Good, thank you. I was telling you, you look good. Every day I see you got like a different type of look.
You look pretty good yourself there, you know.
I always look I'm digging the whole outfit.
That's good. You keep it consistent.
So how are you feeling, man? Like, your success is incredible. How have you changed as a person since when I first met you as a youngin? I think you were, I think you were 17.
Yes. Yeah. When I was 17, I met Yanjela Yee. No, but like, really, I think the main thing is that the time, I have a lot less time.
A lot more money.
Maybe. Some would like to think so. I would like to think so. Really, man, like, I would say, like, just the level is just a lot more grand. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot more people are watching. The views and just the awareness is a lot greater.
Feels and like you got to be more careful.
Have to be more careful with my words.
Yeah.
With my words and my outfit and my wardrobe and my, you know, my whole approach to life. Honestly, on some real shit, though, my whole approach to life is different. Like, what I am has had to upgrade. I'm not really different. I just guess I have upgraded a little bit.
What do you mean by upgrading?
Like, just kind of, I don't really cut corners. I can't cut corners as much anymore. Not that I ever wanted to, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you may want to cut a corner, but you really can't. You know what I mean? You can't really slip. You can't slack off. Because everything is always being seen, you know what I mean? Or heard or watched.
No creeping around.
You know, I mean, if you want something to be a secret, make sure it's a secret. That's right. I will say that.
Now, I heard some crazy news today that you are going to be performing for Obama or something like that. Is that true?
That is true.
What is that? Explain this to me.
Well, I can't really go into much detail, but...
There was a press release. But come on, give us some details.
Well, basically, I'm performing for Obama for a function that he's having. And, you know, bringing out a band and everything. We basically just doing a concert.
Wow.
For the president of the United States.
How excited were you when you got that call?
We couldn't believe it. We were just like, are you serious? Like, really? Like, I actually didn't say anything about it. Didn't speak to anybody about it. Because I didn't believe it at first. I was like, oh, come on.
Like, this better really happen.
I was like, I'm not even gonna, I'll wait till I get there. Then I'll celebrate.
All right, well, good. When is that?
That is, I don't know when it is.
No, it's a secret. Secret society.
Right. Secret society.
Have you joined Illuminati yet, or is that coming?
Well, you know, I've been looking at my resume now. A lot of people have asked me that. You know what's funny?
Are they serious?
You know what's funny is that, like, when I was in high school, I was researching all of that stuff. So just to see it surface now, like, 10 years later, I wasn't in high school 10 years ago, but...
Not at all. You're, like, just born.
7 years ago. Yeah. Yeah.
So, what about Atlanta? Are you planning to stay in Atlanta now that you're so successful? Is that, like, home forever?
Atlanta will be home forever, definitely. Like, I think, really, I'm more of, like, a low-key type of guy. I kind of just get the stuff that's luxurious that I have to get, like, a first-class seat, I guess.
But, you super, know, super fly sunglasses.
You know, gotta have super fly.
Some nice jewels, you know what I mean? I like this B.O.B.
I'm just subtle, you know. Trying to do what I like. I think I'm gonna bring the grill back now.
Well, I just want to say you deserve everything that you have right now. Super talented. I always said so, always thought so. So I'm really happy
that?
For you.
Do you mean that?
Of course. You know, do you think I mean it?
I know you mean it.
I say nice things about you on MTV too when we talked about instant classics. I said nothing on you was an instant classic. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
And
you.
I went to see you perform at SOBs and I saw people making out to your music. It was incredible.
Wow, really?
Yeah, people were making out heavily to that song. That's like a wedding song.
Damn. What song?
Nothing on You.
Oh.
Don't you see that as being like a wedding song?
You know, I was actually supposed to perform at Tip's wedding, but I had to travel and leave the country at the time. Yeah.
You know what? And then you do a hard song like Bet I Bust and stuff. You know?
I bet I bust.
Yeah.
I bet you bust.
And then you do those pop songs that I hear, you know, on crossover radio. Like, there's not a lot of artists that can touch so many different genres and touch so many different... Never mind. I had to. All right. Well, thank you so much, B.O.B. I know
thank
you got to go and get your shit
thanks
down.
So
but
much.
Thank you.
Give me a hug. All right,
this
y'all.
Might be my last interview with B.O.B. because he is large and in charge right now.
Yes, I sure am. You better recognize.
Say 45.